Their affiliate in Los Angeles is the Monster KFI. And program director Robin Bertolucci called me yesterday. And he said, George, we're putting on our second marathon fundraiser for hurricane victims. Could you, pop on for a little bit? And, of course, I did that during their first one. And I said, sure, absolutely, even though I'm still here in the cave in St. Louis. They had me on, and they've raised a lot of money for hurricane victims during these two events. And people would buy things that were donated and things like that. So we threw in some After Dark CDs, the ones that we're going to bring back for a little bit during the Christmas holiday that we had earlier this year. And, let's just get them out. People are going to donate money. It's an inducement to get them to donate a little bit more. It dawned on me that I wanted something a little bigger also so that they could just donate it to the hurricane victims. So I told Robin at KFI, I would like to donate 1 hour, and whoever bid on it would co-host that 1 hour with me on a future Coast to Coast program. The money goes straight to the hurricane victims. So somebody bid $2,700 just to sit in and co-host 1 hour with me on Coast to Coast. That's a special person who did that. I'm going to look forward to meeting that person, and we'll do that whenever KFI gets all the data back to us. But thank you for that. Appreciate that. And I'll be back in a moment with our guest Sylvia Brown and your jammed phone calls on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to still another final hour now with Sylvia Brown, renowned psychic, and your phone calls. And we'll go right to the calls. You ready, Sylvia?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right. People have been waiting for hours, so let's do it. First time caller line, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi, my name is Renee, and I'm from Santa Clarita.
Hi, Renee. Go ahead. You're on with Sylvia Brown.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, honey.
My question was, I read in one of your books about astral travel,
right?
And about my question was relating to if, like, you have an experience where your body feels paralyzed or you're drugged,
right?
Is that like astral travel?
No, that's called astral catalepsy.
That's what it is. That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, and that's when, see, what's really weird about that, and I've had it and I just hate it, is something wakes you up and you're not in your body yet, and you're in your head screaming and you're paralyzed, and it's just horrible. What I've done to combat that is I always ask God, say, look, dear God, if I'm going, and surrounding with the white light of the Holy Spirit, and if I'm going to get out, I'm going to come back in, then please let me make a fast exit and entrance. I don't want to be stuck in between.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of it happening, like as if you were visited by a deceased family member?
Oh, sure.
Like
many, many times. In fact, a lot of times in astral state, that's when they can really talk to you.
Yeah, okay. Because I have had that experience.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to see if that was astral calypsy.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
All right, thanks. Sylvia, we've been getting a lot of earthquakes around the coastline of California over the past several weeks. Does that mean anything? Is that a prelude to anything?
No, I'm not. I wouldn't be living here if that was the case. I'd move my family and grandkids and everybody out here. I think it's just a little tremors. I don't expect anything really big for the next 20-some-odd years.
All right, you heard it. That's from Sylvia Brown. Let's go to our wild card line. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Good morning, George and Sylvia.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Sean, and I'm from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Oh, I love Canada.
Yes, I think you're coming here pretty soon.
Yeah, I am.
My question is about past lives. I have various memories of being in the time of Jesus.
Yeah, you were. You were, not only were you there and watched him do his Sermon on the Mount, but you were there afterwards and led a lot of Christians, try to lead him to safety.
Okay. I have one memory of actually of him being taken off the cross.
Yes.
And I'm just wondering, like, it was like the memory I have is just me and him had some words, like he was just speaking directly to me.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if that's just, if that is a real memory.
That's a real memory. You wouldn't make that up.
Okay. I just wanted to validate that. So
you also were in the Civil War, too, so.
In the Civil War?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Interesting. Now, these feelings that you get, have they been since you were a kid?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It usually comes over with it. You know, it's like a morphic resonance. It's a cell memory. The cell comes back into the body, and it's like the hair of the dog that bit you. You just remember it.
So why are these souls recycled, Sylvia?
Well, because we don't learn everything in one life. You know, I think it takes many lifetimes to learn to advance for God. You know, I love the prayer, "My soul doth magnify the Lord." Well, yeah, I think the only way you ever do that is to come back and experience many, many things.
Great. Let's go to our East of the Rockies line. You're on the air with Sylvia Brown. Hi there.
Hello. This is Jason from Paducah, Kentucky.
Hello, Jason. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, I was wanting to make a comment about faith. Something I've talked to a few people before that's, you know, seen ghosts and stuff, and I've always had a big fear of death, and it's one of these things where if I had that proof of actually seeing a ghost, I think it would kind of ease my fear of that, you know, a little bit more.
Yeah, you know, I think that the thing that I've researched the most is I don't think people are so afraid of death. What people are mostly afraid of is annihilation. In other words, that we don't cease to be. In other words, we cease to be. There is no such a thing. I mean, I don't know how to explain it to you, but even scientists don't even know why that the body loses an ounce or so after death, even before any excrement comes out. Even to the fact that we are electrical beings, we all know that we are. And scientists even tell us that electricity, once it's there, it's never lost. So if we're electrical, there is, you are a part of you, will always exist.
So the people I've talked to, three people I've talked to in my life that seen ghosts, and they'd had a problem with, you know, faith before. And when seeing the ghosts, it's like they had that proof that they knew there was something after death. And that's something I've always looked for, is that proof. I'd give anything if I could see, just to have that proof.
Well, when you go to bed each night, ask God, just say, God, please let me see something, you know, a proof of something, and you'd be surprised after a while that you'll get your wish.
I always say, please, God, let me wake up in the morning.
Exactly.
Let's go to the next wild card line. You're on the air with Sylvia Brown on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hey, George Norrie.
Hey.
It's Jim.
Jim, where are you calling from? You're from Canada, right?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead, Jim.
Sylvia Brown, I want to ask you a quick question. There's a cold case in B.C. where a girl named Casey Bowen went missing from her bed, and I wanted to ask you if she's still alive.
No, she's not, honey.
She isn't?
No.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why do you ask, James? Any relation with her?
Tom asked me not to go into it.
All right, I understand.
Well, good night, Sylvia and George. Bye.
Okay. Well, you're not kidding when you tell them the way you feel it, huh?
Oh, you have to, because I think the worst thing in the world, George, is false hope.
Sounds like you knew her well.
Yeah.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi. Joe from Albuquerque. Sylvia, what are your thoughts on the Mayan calendar, December 21st, 2012?
You know, what's so amazing about that is, because I've been around so long, you know, they first said it was 2002. Now they've revised it to 2012. The world's not going to end. Nothing's going to happen. I think what happened, as simplistic as this sounds, I think they just got tired of writing it down. But there's not going to be anything that's going to happen in 2012 any more than it's happened now.
What about a polar shift, though, Sylvia? Is that possible?
Well, yeah, I think that is the polar shift. And I think we've been in a polar shift for at least 20, 25 years. I mean, look at our climate changes and everything else. I mean, good Lord, the West Coast is almost becoming like the East Coast.
Okay, thanks for your call. Appreciate you being on Coast to Coast. When you go out, Do you get recognized because of the Montel show?
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah. In airports, everywhere, and or in restaurants or whatever. I was in a place, a little place called Tulloch Lake, and this, my son and I went into this little tiny coffee shop, and the woman grabbed her chest and said, "Oh, my God, Sylvia Brown." And my son said, "Oh, my God," you know. But it's a wonderful thing, and I never have understood people that are in the so-called, media, and they get mad when people approach them. I say, if that's the case, keep your face off the media, because I think it's wonderful when people approach me, because those very people are the people that put you there.
Let's go to our wild card line. You're on the air with us on Coast to Coast. Welcome to the program. Hi there. Hello. Well, we'll do another one. Hello. There you are. Go ahead.
Hi. Fred here, Sylvia. How are you?
I'm fine.
Quick, Akashic Records. Do you tune in with Francine on Akashic Records?
Yes, I do. Yes, and I think that that's the only way that I can read. I wish I could tell you, like I was telling George earlier, that she could help me with those. She has helped me with a lot of spiritual things, but when I'm reading your chart, I get into the Akashic Records.
How does one go about it oneself? And did you have this from your Jewish part of your family background? Or, so I know Nostradamus was a Issachar. Are you from that same tribe, the part of your family?
I don't know. Because my family is, I started out almost being a theologian because my father was Jewish and a Judaic, and my mother was Episcopalian, my grandmother was Lutheran, and then the other side was Catholic. So I guess it's just a sort of like a Heinz 57 varieties. But my grandmother, who was German from Bremen, she was the one that was a psychic one.
Okay, thanks for that call. International Line, welcome to the program. You're on the air with us. Hi there. Hello.
Yeah, George.
Yeah, go. Well, I almost hung up on you. Go ahead, sir.
Name's Dan. I'm from Virginia.
Yes.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Virginia.
How'd you do that? You're on the international line, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just grabbing the numbers. I'm going down the road in a truck.
Shame. All right, I'll give you this one shot. But that's for the international callers.
sorry about that, George. I had a question for Sylvia. I went through a time back in 1999, and when I got out of the hospital, I was, having these weird urges, for learning.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a while to find what it was, to kind of like to feed the soul, is like a constant itch.
Uh-huh.
And I started reading Sylvia's books, and I read her book, The Spirit Guide, How to Contact Your Spirit Guide.
Uh-huh.
And I started I did it for a couple of weeks, and I finally made it over, and I met my guide, I believe. Her name was Sheila.
That's right.
And then I started having these weird episodes where my body would start feeling real funny. I mean, I could just be like going out on a fuel island, putting fuel in the truck, and it'd hit. And it's kind of like a window would open up in front of me. And I would
see a vision.
Yeah, I would kind of see it like this meadow where I would go, mm-hmm. see the spirit guide.
Right.
But there would be these entities there, like sitting on a rock. And
you were piercing the veil of the dimension of seeing the other side. And I've said this on even television, and I said it the last time on George's show, is that the veil between this side and the other side is thinning, and I think the reason why it's thinning is because people are aware that it's there. Like my spirit guide says, the more you believe, the thinner the veil gets.
I didn't ask you about clairvoyance. We talked about everything else, and mm-hmm. that is highlighted in your book as
right.
well.
Yes.
You obviously have that gift.
Exactly.
Can people be taught this, Sylvia, to be clairvoyant?
Yeah, I think everyone is psychic. I don't know if everyone wants to be a psychic, but you can't convince me that people aren't psychic, because they'll have hunches, they'll have intuitive feelings, they have, like we said, deja vu. And they just fluff it off as saying it's a hunch or it's just an intuitive thing. But everyone in the world is psychic. Everyone.
How many people don't go with those hunches, though? You know, they know it,
even,
and then after the fact.
Even I have not done it, George. I hate to admit it. I've been stupid enough to say, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to take my first impression. But see, that's so wrong because we've been taught not to take our first impression, and that's the one that's the most valid.
Do you kick yourself?
Oh, kick myself. I've kicked my you-know-what up around my ears.
To the point where you have bruises.
Yeah.
Let's go to our first-time caller line. Where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Where are you calling from?
Sacramento, California.
Okay, yeah. You are on. Go ahead.
Hi, I was just wanting to ask Sylvia if she believes that God has the leash, if you will, on demonic forces, and why does he allow them in, and how do you empty your home of them?
I don't believe in demons, honey. I believe in negative implants. I believe in what I call dark-souled entities. But I'm telling you, if you go through your house with a crucifix, holy water, and put salt, which has been used in rituals all around your house, you'll get rid of whatever's there.
So you don't believe in evil, do you?
I believe in evil. I don't believe in demons.
So are they different?
Well, I believe that, I believe that darkness, like Saddam Hussein and Osama, those are the incarnates of evil. I don't believe we have anybody running around with a red suit on.
Do you believe that there's a hell somewhere?
Yeah, here.
You believe it's right here on good old planet
Absolutely.
Earth?
Absolutely. We're in hell. No loving God's going to put us in a pit to make us burn forever. That's just crazy.
Let's go to the east of the Rockies. Your turn on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George. This
Hello.
Is Nita from Jacksonville.
Hi, Nita.
Hi, Sylvia. Hi, Coast to Coast listeners.
Yes.
My question is, Sylvia, do the information that you get about past lives, is that just Earth lives, or if you're maybe an ET soul, do you pick up anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I picked up people that have actually had a life on Andromeda.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I don't think this is the only planet we've ever incarnated in. I think this is... My guide did tell me when I was a young girl, because I grew up in Kansas City, Missouri, she said, anybody who comes here is the bravest of brave because this is the insane asylum of the universe, so they really perfect fast. But no, I think we've been at the Pleiades. I think we've been all over the place.
You get anything about me? I have a feeling that I get a sense of that.
Well, yeah, I think most of us here, like me, that you actually came from Andromeda, I mean, originally.
Okay, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks. Do you believe that people are vampires, Sylvia?
I believe that people think they're vampires. See, years ago, the drug laudanum and all that, I think that's what people used to take these drugs, you know, like abstinence that Edgar Allan Poe was so... hooked on, and it actually makes people hallucinate, you know, like witches flying,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and the fact that, you know, and there are people that do have this sort of aberration of liking blood, but no, I don't believe that there is such a thing as a vampire, no. Mm-mm.
All right, stay with us. We'll come right back with final phone calls with Sylvia Brown right here on Coast to Coast AM. And, of course, our special guest, Sylvia Brown, and we'll get right back to it. We'll take the rest of your phone calls. It'll be our final segment on Coast to Coast AM. Sylvia, do you ever see the day where we will be forced to have chips embedded in us, computer chips?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's going to happen, huh?
Yeah, like a tracking device.
Yes, all of us?
Yeah, all of us.
When might this happen?
Oh, I think we're looking at probably about 20 years.
Now, that's relatively soon. Do you see these as the sign of the beast?
No. No.
Do you believe in the sign of the beast?
No.
So
see, the thing about it is that the number 666 actually historically was Nero's address, and the Revelations was a political satire on what was happening during that period of time.
That was his address?
Uh-huh.
Here we are, 666, mm-hmm. wherever you may be.
Yeah.
To the phones we go. Let's pick it up by going to our first-time caller line. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead.
Apparently, there is, I don't know if you know anything about this, but the Indonesian president in the 1950s was Sukarno, and apparently there was a large wealth that he has hidden somewhere, or it's in bank accounts spread over across Switzerland, or something like that. And there's a lot of discussion as to whether or not this wealth does exist.
No, it
doesn't. And whether or not it's going to be claimed.
No, honey, it doesn't exist.
No?
That's almost like it's become like an urban legend. You know what I mean? There is okay. There is no such a thing, no.
Okay.
All right, thanks. All right. Well, he did live well, though, Sylvia.
Oh, yes, he did, but I think he lived up to every bit of it. Now, if the Sultan of Brunei died, you can better believe there'd be treasure everywhere.
Oh, my gosh, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go east of the Rockies. You're on the air with Sylvia Brown on Coast to Coast.
Good morning, George. Good morning, Sylvia.
Good morning, mm-hmm. dear.
Thank you very much for an interesting show tonight.
Oh.
George, with your permission, I'd like to ask two very quick questions.
Sylvia, first of all, have my permission.
Okay, thank you. First of all, what's the most efficient way of trying to contact the dead?
I think by just simply talking to them. I think we've made such a big to-do about it. I don't think we have to meditate for hours and sit cross-legged and chant peanut butter or whatever. I do think it's very important, though, to light a white candle, surround yourself with the white light of the Holy Spirit, because you don't want to get, not a demonic or anything, but you don't want to get some alien spirit wandering in, and then just call the name of the person and say, give me a sign.
In other words, just talk to them like
absolutely
you would Heavenly Father?
Absolutely, talk to them. I talk to my dad. I talk to all my people that have passed, because I know they hear everything that I say.
Okay, thank you. And the other real quick question is, this is going to sound a little nutty, but every time I see you on TV, I feel like I need to give you a hug.
Oh,
any idea why?
Because I think that you and I shared a past life together in Ireland.
That's what I was wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thank you very much.
Well, consider yourself hugged, okay?
Thank you very much, man.
That was sweet.
Have a good
I was going to say, because you practice massive mind manipulation. that's where my brain's headed. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Sylvia Brown. Hi there.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Hi. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to go. Sylvia, I want to pitch you a theory real quick. With advancement of technology, specifically regarding the change from typewriter to computer and how fast we can send information here to there,
yeah.
Is it possible that the reason we're not mainstreamly publicizing our events on the moon is because we just can't cover up these aliens anymore? We can't hide these facts that they're watching us and they're observing our actions.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think they've been watching us all along, and I think they've come down to, I think we were colonized by them in the beginning, not that God didn't make us, but I think we were colonized, and I think they built the pyramids. I think they
definitely built the pyramids.
Oh, yeah, and I think they did all of the above. I think you're absolutely right. I agree with you 100%.
Well, thank you. Please tell me if you have any information regarding my soul and what it would wish that to tell me or would wish that could pass on to me somehow through you.
I'm sorry, dear, I didn't get that.
You were breaking up right at the end there, Brian.
Is there any way you could tell me if you can convey anything that my soul would like to tell me personally through you?
Well, I think the only thing is that your guide says that you just have to be. I think we lost him, but I think you have to be more patient.
Okay. And if he's listening on his radio, he
got it, yeah.
Let's go wild card line. You're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Hawaii.
Well, hello there.
Hi. Hi, Sylvia. Hi, George.
Hi.
Sylvia, I am wondering if you think it's possible to communicate with souls just as they're coming into the human body. To help them tune into staying into their tuning into their own personal frequencies and
you mean like a baby in utero?
Yes.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
There's been not only open study, but blind studies on this. You know, mothers that listen to music. And before my granddaughter was born, my daughter-in-law and I both saw her in a meadow. I mean, absolutely down to the little birthmark, a little tiny birthmark on her cheek. We saw her. Of course they come in. We know they're coming in. And I think the more in utero we talk to them, play music, you know, I think it's marvelous because, let's face it, it's a soul that's entering.
Is it possible to help them tune into the remembrance of all that they are and who they are? So
oh, sure.
When they come in?
Especially a young child. And I think the more, you don't want to badger them, but I think the more, you know, an offhand way, you know, what were you before? Did you have a mama before? They just become chatterboxes. When they get to be about four, they start losing it. But up to that time, they'll tell you everything.
Will the emphasis of my work be more with children in the physical or before they are born into the physical?
I think both.
Both. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay,
aloha.
Thanks, Jennifer. All right. I love your concept of yin and yang, Sylvia.
Yeah.
Something I believe all of us should understand.
Yeah,
because it counters you, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's the same thing as balancing. You know, I get so upset when men don't think they have a feminine side or women don't think they have a male side. If we don't have both sides, then we're lopsided.
Yeah, well, it depends on what side one's lopsided, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hello.
Go ahead.
I love you both very much. I'm so honored to be talking.
Oh, thank
I'm just
you.
Wondering if you see any danger on the West Coast as far as you were talking about the trucking industry earlier.
No, honey, I live on the West Coast, and if that was the case, I wouldn't be living here.
Okay, okay.
No.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
All
I love
right,
both
darling.
Of you. God bless you.
God
All
bless
right.
you, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
So the secret, Sylvia, is to move wherever you are.
Yeah, I've said, people have said to me, if you move, I'll move.
And you know what? Let me ask you this. If you saw immediate impending doom, would you like call me, Montel, and say, I got to get on right now?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
I absolutely would.
You don't see that?
Uh-uh. No, I'd call you. I'd call Montel. I'd call whoever I could and say, no, there is a big, you know, horrible thing going to hit the East Coast or whatever, you know. It's strange, though, because every psychic that I knew never saw the towers. You know, I think you and I talked about that.
That's
the only
true.
Thing I saw was fire everywhere, and I started calling my family saying, I keep seeing fire, 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 but not one, which shows you that some things are just blocked from us, that things are meant to happen.
Yet non-psychics had strange dreams and premonitions.
Exactly, exactly.
Let's go to our wild card line. You're on the air with Sylvia Brown on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, my name's John. I'm calling from Dallas.
Sure, Jack.
And I was curious about just a question about illegal drug use from someone's past. Is it possible, like, after using LSD or something like that to have somehow seen bits of the future and then have these deja vu feeling things
life
going
back
on, like what you
me.
Were talking about earlier with deja vu?
Yeah, I'm not a great fan of drugs, but, you know, LSD actually was discovered or made by doctors, you know, to open up the mind, except it just got too crazy and everybody started using it. But yes, there and you can't tell a shaman that eats the mushroom or that they can't see the future. You know, I mean, they really do. I'm certainly not recommending it because some people, like, you know, can take it once and eat their brain out. So, you know, I think it's so much better if we just do it naturally.
No, really, yeah, from what I understand, I mean, it was a horrible experience. But is there any way to maybe, like, get rid of that?
Yeah.
You know, just somehow, like, deprogram someone's mind or something, maybe.
Yes,
so
you
that's
can.
Gone.
Yes, yeah. Through regressive therapy, you can a lot of times, or hypnosis is a really great tool to deprogram that so that there's not flashback.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate your program. Even the CIA dabbled with LSD.
Oh, absolutely. They did. And then it got crazy.
I think some guy jumped off a balcony and he was
very famous psychiatrist that I knew that said that he knew he'd taken too much when he saw the napkin walking around the table. Well, that'd be all I'd need to see.
West of the Rockies, you're on with Sylvia Brown. Hi there.
Hey, George and Sylvia. This is Phil from Riverside, California. I wanted to ask Sylvia where she sees Hurricane Ophelia headed.
Florida.
From what I see, is it's headed towards South Carolina.
Yeah, remember I just said earlier I'm worried about the Carolinas.
Yes.
Because when Hurricane Katrina was off the east coast of Florida, for some reason I knew it was going to head into the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, it just took a sharp turn and hit right in.
I just had a weird feeling that it was going to head up towards the Carolinas.
Yeah, I said that to George earlier in the program. I said I'm worried about the Carolinas.
Katrina had a mind of her own, Sylvia.
Boy, she sure did.
Yep. She popped Florida.
I mean, everybody was bracing for Florida, and then she just whipped around and just knocked the hell out of, Mississippi and New Orleans.
I've got some guests who believe the weather was manipulated, that you can move the directions of hurricanes, and that the Russians did it. Do you believe something like that?
No, I don't. But I do believe that there's a harmonic convergence that people can pray and create, in masses, like I do on my prayer line. And, people praying together can create, like we were going to talk about, miracles, that you can dissipate.
Miracles happen
the time. Over and over again.
Wildcard line, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Edmonton, Alberta.
Okay, sir, go ahead.
My question is, Sylvia, that there's a serial killer here in the city.
Yes.
Killing prostitutes. I just wondering if you knew his name.
Yes. His name is Jacob.
Jacob.
Now, he might go by Jake, but he's
stocky. When will they catch him?
I think they're going to catch him within the next month. He's short, stocky. He's kind of burly looking. He's got broad face, broad nose, dark complected. He's got a very high forehead with sort of a bulging, forehead, deep set eyes.
You still with us? Well, maybe that was Jake.
Yeah. He's afraid I nailed him.
Yeah, you never know. I've always wondered, Sylvia, who some of the callers are.
Yeah.
When they ask you questions like that.
Yeah, and if they think I know what I know.
If you knew that they were, did you feel like he might have been the serial killer?
No, but I have talked to somebody that I knew was, just not in there, that there was something terribly wrong, and wanted to know if I, knew what I knew.
Let's go to our first-time caller line. You're up with Sylvia Brown. Hi there.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. If a person's past life was evil or black, as she calls it, can that affect their current life? Keep them possibly?
No. An entity that's white inside, it stays white. We don't turn evil. No, they come in that way. So you don't have to worry about that, because anybody who's dark, in other words, I've never got a call from Osama or Hitler or anybody asking me if they're on track or dark. They don't give a damn.
Well, can you be around somebody who is
dark, yes,
and affects your life?
They can make you sick. I'm writing a book now, and I said, it's not so much germs and everything else that makes us sick. People and situations can make us sick.
It's the energies of sappers, as I call
it. That's right.
Have you ever been to a party or something and one of these people happens to
be there? I call them a psychic vampire.
Yeah, absolutely. And most of them, though, don't know they do this.
Oh, no. And you know something else, George? They don't care.
No, that's true, too. Maybe that's why they do what they do.
Absolutely. They just drain your energy.
Let's go to our next wild card line. You're on with Sylvia Brown in the fleeting moments here. Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Sylvia.
Yes.
I was calling to ask about the different levels of heaven.
There's actually seven levels of heaven. It seems like everything, and there's seven lower levels. I'm also writing a book about that. Most people will aspire to any number of levels, but it's not like, see, you can be on third level and George can be on sixth, and he's not any more advanced than you are. It's more of an occupational level. Mm-hmm. It's the level of animal husbandry or the level of research or the level of spirit guide or researcher. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm. Okay, because I was shown heaven in a dream, and I don't know what level that was. I just thought it to be, I was expecting something different when Asna said, you want to see heaven? And I saw it, and I was like, wow.
Did you see the colors?
Clouds. There were clouds. And then I know you're saying, you know, it's here. It's not up in the sky. But when she showed me heaven, I just saw clouds, maybe.
Yeah, but, honey, if it's 3 feet up off the ground, we still have the same topography and the same skyline.
Do you see auras around people, Sylvia?
No, I think people who see auras have to have their eyes checked. I think it's more important that you feel auras. It's just like you were saying, George, you can be in a room full of people and everybody's having a good time and one person walks in and the whole party goes down. It's their energy force field.
Well, it sure is. Well, Sylvia, your website, of course, sylvia.org. I bet you get a lot of hits on that, don't you?
Yes, tremendous.
All right, well, what's up in store for you on your weekend? You're going to just sit back and relax for a little
I'm going to be with my grandkids, which is probably one of the greatest joys I have.
Well,
I'm going to take time before I get ready to do my big, you know, jaunt for the book and everything, because now I start into my busy time, but I'm going to be able to be with my grandkids who I adore.
I can't believe we're rolling into the middle of September already.
Yeah, what in the hell happened to... of the summer.
It's gone.
I know.
Absolutely.
I
gone.
Told somebody we ought to just keep our tree up because before we know it, it's Christmas every 2 minutes.
A lot of people keep their Christmas tree lights on outside.
I know.
They never take them down. Sylvia, you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again.
And I love you, George, and God bless your family.
Thank you. Sylvia Brown, new book called Phenomenon for Dan Galante. Not for. Dan Galante, Steve Carr, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesour, Ian Punnett, and Art Bell. I'm George Norrie. Somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM, I'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.